Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Chris Brown will appear in court today to face a prosecutor who's asking a judge to revoke his probation because investigators could not find credible evidence that he completed his community labor sentence for the 2009 assault of Rihanna. A motion filed yesterday raises for the first time in Brown's case several incidents that prosecutors say demonstrate Brown has ongoing anger management issues. Meanwhile, Brown's attorney blasted the court filing, saying prosecutors ignored interviews where sworn peace officers stated that Brown did all of his community service. Meanwhile, Brown took to his Instagram account and wrote, "I'm wise, I can handle the hate, but enough is enough. Yes, it bothers me, but that's not my main focus. Music is. I'm a human being, and honestly, I think I deserve respect. I'm sick of being accused. You can't sit here and tell me to calm down. When am I going to get a positive outcome out of anything I do? Just when everything seems to be going good, some new blank happens." In related news, despite not pressing charges, Frank Ocean has accused Chris Brown of threatening to shoot him during the parking lot brawl last week in LA. According to the official police report obtained by TMZ, contrary to a fake tweet that popped up recently, Michelle Williams of Destiny Child still has not responded to Keisha Cole's Super Bowl diss. Following the singer's tweet, which referred to Michelle as always messing up the groove among other disrespectful things, Michelle says she never tweeted a response. Meanwhile, Cole has deleted most of her rants after receiving lots of backlash. Two Live Crew's Luke Campbell has wrote an open letter warning rapper Rick Ross to stop rapping about something that he's not. In a Miami New Times blog post, Luke wrote, "As someone who survived several rap beefs, I'm gonna give you some advice. All this gangster bull is jeopardizing your career. No club or arena is gonna risk people getting shot. And if you can't make money, watch how fast Warner Brothers turns on you. I know from experience how the venue and the music industry would like to blackball you. It's a shame you can't enjoy life without spending part of your earnings on heavy security or risking your freedom." According to Luke's letter, he's concerned for Ross' life. He closed the letter with, "Trust me, you don't want to go out like Biggie Smalls or Tupac. It's time you squash your beefs." Kerry Washington was a triple threat at the NAACP Image Awards as she picked up three trophies. Some of the winners included Outstanding Motion Picture, Red Tails; Best Actor, Denzel Washington; Best Actress, Viola Davis; New Artist, Ellie Varner; Best Male Artist, Usher; Female Artist, Alicia Keys; Song of the Year, I Look to You, Whitney Houston; and the Entertainer of the Year went to Jamie Foxx.